I'm really, really proud of this football team, this coaching staff, this organization.
These guys have no quit. They bounce back.
10-5, touchdown!
We set a foundation from day one that we are going to stick with the process.
Got it! 73-yard pass play!
We've got the very best fans in the National Football League.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
Welcome to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Presented each week by Citizens Energy Group. Now live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Well, good evening, everybody. I hope you're all rested and had a great bye week, didn't do anything, and just kind of crashed on the couch like most of us did. Well, before we really start the show, Subway would like to give away prize packages to the first five callers under the show tonight. Call the Verizon hotline now at 317-639-COLT. That's 317-639-COLT. During the second half hour of the show tonight, we'll visit with Game Day radio analyst Jim Sorgi on the Verizon hotline. Verizon is a proud sponsor of the Colts, and Jim will share his thoughts on the Colts win and some other things from a week ago. Coach Chuck Pagano will also be taking your social media questions tonight in the next segment. To submit your questions to the coach for tonight and in future shows, log on to Facebook.com/Colts or tweet the show directly at Pagano Show. Well, it's been a week since the Colts played, and matter of fact, the whole division, with the exception of Jacksonville, had the week off. So the Colts still have a two-game lead over Tennessee, three over Houston, and now six over Jacksonville. The Jaguars not only play, but they had to cross the pond to do it, as they will do next year. They played the game in London. San Francisco spanked them 42-10. Jacksonville still without a win on the season, but everybody else very much alive in the race for first place and a definite playoff berth. The Colts, with that two-game lead, will be on the road this Sunday night. Their third straight primetime game, this time against the Houston Texans. The Texans are really banged up. They've got two running backs, Ben Tate and Arian Foster, both with injuries. Brian Cushing, their starting linebacker, is out for the year. And they have an assorted number of other injuries on their football team, just as everybody in the league, including the Colts, have. When we take on Houston, for the first time in 11 years, the Colts will start the game without Reggie Wayne at wide receiver. And I shouldn't say that, because one game, the first game of the year 2 years ago, Reggie didn't start. He played a lot in the game, but didn't start. His streak of 189 consecutive games is, in fact, 10 games away from the league record for wide receivers. And that record obviously goes up. We'll talk with Chuck Pagano in the social media area, because I know he's talked to Reggie as recently as this morning. We'll find out there. The Colts had a practice this morning. It was about an hour long. And the good thing was to see Bjorn Warner. He practiced today. Whether he's going to play or not, that's still up in the air, but he at least practiced today. Jarrell Freeman with practice, played very well on Sunday, but had the concussion the week before against San Diego. Darius Butler had to come out of the game along with every other defensive back we have in the game against Denver. He was at practice today, and Antoine Bethea returned to his strong safety position. Now, when we come back, we'll be chatting with Chuck, and he'll recap the bye week, answer your social media questions, and generally figure out what's going on with Chuck and the Colts as we head into the game against the Houston Texans. This is Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. Find winning conservation tips at citizensenergygroup.com. Colts football is also brought to you by Papa John's. When the Colts win, you win. Get 50% off your regular menu price online order the day after the Colts win. Log on to papajohns.com and enter promo code COLTS50. And be sure to manage your energy bills by taking advantage of cash rebates on high-efficiency appliances from Veterans Conservation Connection. Learn more about the rebates available at Vectren.com. Vectren, live smart.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Now, here's Bob Lamy from the Taco Bell studio.
All right, we're being joined by Coach Chuck Pagano, who had a good week. As a matter of fact, let's get things started. Chuck, how was the bye week? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, it was a great bye week. You know, we got some things done early in the week, and of course the players got out of here, and then coaches got out of here, you know, Wednesday around noon. So it's great to be back. You know, everybody loves getting home and reconnecting with their loved ones and all those things, but all the coaches, to a man, they were all eager to get back in here and go back to work.
I was kind of surprised this morning, the workout, brief, but boy, was it focused and everybody seemed to be ready to go again.
No, they were really on point, you know, and again, they were fresh, obviously, and eager to get back out there, and the mental part of it was great, but the speed with which they practiced that, the tempo of the practice, again, it was a little bit shorter than normal, but it was outstanding.
Good to see a couple of people. Bjorn Werner practiced. Looking around, a couple of guys who didn't finish the game. Darius Butler was out there this morning. Vontae was out. Still got a couple of guys nicked up, though.
Yeah, you know, we got some guys nicked up. But, again, it was great to, you know, get Bjorn back out there. And, you know, he's been grinding his tail off. And our trainers do such a great job, Hammer and Aaron. Those guys down there do a great job with him. And Darius, obviously, he took advantage of the time off and got himself healed up. So it was great to have him out there as well.
You've talked to our man, Reggie. He's not out there. Won't be for a while. But boy, he's fired up already.
That phone doesn't stop blowing up. You know, he's watching games yesterday. You know, you get a text about every 5-10 minutes. You see that? Coach, can you believe what they just did there? You know, yeah. So he's doing well. Surgery went well. It was last Friday down in Miami. Spirits are good. You know, he's just going to take it one day at a time, like everybody has to do, and just keep chopping wood, as we say. And his rehab, he's already started his rehab, and you know, he's going at it 3 times a day. So, you know, it's Reggie being Reggie. So if there's any doubters out there,
forget it. Coach, 7 games behind you. You're 5-2. We talked about it last week. Good position to be in. Now you start the grind because you are favorites to win this division now because you're in first place, but a big, big test coming up against Houston.
Yeah, again, we're you know, happy where we're at, but records don't mean anything. You know, especially when you're division game on the road. You know, these guys, you know, past 2 years have been the division champions, so we got to just stick to the process. We got to, you know, again, somebody asked me about, you know, this, that, and the other, power, whatever. The minute you start reading the press clippings and you start patting yourself on the back, Bobby, as you know, that's when you get your fanny kicked. And we're going down, and it's going to be you know how hard it is to play down there, and great football team. And, again, throw out all the records, you know, division game, and we got to have a great week of preparation, and we got to go play well.
3 straight games on prime time. I just soon sit home and watch prime time, but they're good for the publicity of the team and the city, but they're tough to play.
No, it is tough, you know, and you know, 1 year removed, you know, I think you had 15 of the 16 were 1 o'clock games, and, you know, you wake up and get a pregame meal in your stomach around 9 o'clock and tee it up at 1. You're on the sofa at home at by 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. But, you know, again, it is great exposure, and guys love playing on prime time and those type of things. But, you know, it's always the prime timers on the road that are tough because you're getting back 3-4 in the morning. But, hey, it's what it is what it is. It is the schedule, and we're going to go play.
You had the bye week last week. Do you change anything practice-wise this week because the guys had a week off?
No, again, it was good to get back out there today, but, you know, they'll be off tomorrow. Their normal day off is Tuesday, and then we'll get right back to the grind, you know, on Wednesday and, you know, start working on, you know, getting deeper into, obviously we're way ahead of the game with the bye week and things like that, but really don't change much.
And I think what people don't understand, Houston had the same bye week, so there's no real advantage this time around.
No. They've, again, like you said, they've got the same amount of time as we had to prepare for this thing, so we just got to worry about us. We got to continue to take care of the little things, get healed up, get healthy, and put a plan together and get a great day in, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and go down there, hopefully play well.
This football team has been amazing last year to this year. Next man up. Boy, that list is growing short because the next man has been up quite a bit. But the resiliency of this football team is unbelievable.
Now, somebody goes down, and it is next man up mentality. And we got a tight group, we got a great locker room, and we got great leadership, great veteran leadership. And they just won't allow themselves to, buy into the notion that because we've lost this guy, that guy, whoever, we'll never use that as an excuse. And there's no player, there's no coach, there's nobody in this organization that will ever use that as an excuse. We hate to lose anybody. We know it's part of the game. And so that's why we stress to these guys week in and week out. You never know when your number's going to get called. So make sure you prepare. You may not be a starter today, but make sure you're preparing like a starter because you never know.
You bring in Jaleel Brown and Griff Whalen are up to take some roster spots. Those two fellas get much playing time, you think, this week looking ahead?
Again, with the injuries that we incurred in the secondary, last week, there's a good chance that a guy like Jaleel, might get some meaningful reps, and good football player and a guy that can run. He's got versatility back there and certainly help us on special teams and things like that. So he's going to have to be ready to go. And, Griff, obviously knows the offense and has played and those type of things. Had a great week last week, in preparation for Denver. He was Wes Welker, all week, and we all know what Griff can do, and smart as a whip, and he's athletic and reliable and catch everything that's thrown anywhere near his area code, so good chance both those guys get significant playing time.
Darius Butler played against Wes Welker. He was nicked up. He was back today. He did a whale of a job until he got nicked up against Wes.
He sure did, and we had a bunch of guys on that side of the ball that played extremely well. But credit Darius. He put the time in. He studies, really hard, and he's a smart guy. He knows the game inside and out, and that's not easy in task playing that nickel position in there. The game is so much faster inside, but he does a great job in there. He understands football, and again, he did a great job, against Wes.
All right, time for Pagano's Playbook, brought to you by Citizens Energy Group. You look at the schedule, the Colts are going to be favored in a lot of games, not favored in some. Entering week 8, only 5 NFL teams had weaker strengths of schedule, but you still have to win them on the field. So how in the world do you remain focused when you go into games, some of which will be favored in?
You know what? We don't look at that stuff. We don't pay attention to it. I think, again, like we talked before, if you go down that road, you're just falling into a trap. You're just setting yourself up for failure. So we're just going to stick to the process. I know it become redundant, me talking about it all the time. But, the minute you start getting away from the things that give you a chance to be successful, give you a chance to win, on Sunday and be consistent, we're not getting away from that. And certainly, again, the record. Records and all those type of things, you throw them all out, and you got to be consistent and you got to take care of the little things, and you got to come into work every single day to try to be better than you were the day before. And we want to play better, Sunday night down in Houston than we played last Sunday. So.
All right, that was Pagano's Playbook, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Make conservation tips a part of your playbook. Visit citizensenergygroup.com for helpful tips. It's time now to check the McDonald's inbox, presented by McDonald's Big Mac, the official burger of the Colts. If the McDonald's inbox is where you can tweet the show, ask Coach a question. You can tweet a question now for tonight's show or maybe a future show. Wayne Banks wants to know, do you have any bye week traditions that you keep every year?
Yeah, probably get that honeydew list, you know, off the fridge, Bob. You know, it's a great opportunity, again, to reconnect. You know, our kids are all gone. We're empty nesters, so good chance for me and my wife to reconnect and get some of the things done that are, you know, falling apart at the house.
I think everybody may have had the same list last week. Chad Ramsey, he wants to know, what do you see is the biggest area of growth from last year's team to this one?
Well, you know, just being familiar system-wise, you know, on the defensive side, and even though we changed, you know, coordinators on the offensive side, the guys have done a great job, you know, on both sides of the ball and special teams. But we're not, you know, we're taking care of the little things. You know, you look at turnover margin, you know, +7. You look at penalties, you know, leading the league or at the top of the league, 1 or 2 in the league in penalties, you know. So we're not shooting ourselves in the foot. We're taking care of the football, and we're managing the game, and we're doing the little things, and the guys are really doing a great job because they're focused on all those things during the week and in practice. And again, it's paying dividends, you know, on game day.
Nick Christensen wants to know, did you watch any or a lot of football this week?
You know, you say you're going to get away from it, but you can never really get away from it. Between, you know, all the college games on Saturday and, you know, and then the NFL Sunday, we, you know, and my wife right by my side, I thought, you know, it was like a year ago being away sick. You know, we were together again, and I had to listen to her for another day of the NFL. But, yeah, we watched our fair share.
And you said you got the red zone. You don't get to use that very often.
I don't. My wife loves it, though, because obviously can't make all the games and wants to see all of them, so she buys that package for us.
All right, next question from Hubert. Who do you anticipate filling in the most for Reggie Wing?
Well, again, we've got you know, a number of guys that are going to have an opportunity, and you know, guys like you know, LaVon Brazil, who's back in the fold, and you know, Griff Whalen's, you know, coming up, and David Reed, and between those three guys, it's really going to probably be by committee. You know, DHB and TY have been doing a great job, and naturally they're going to step up their game, and everybody else on offense is going to step up their game. But I think it's going to be by committee.
I'll ask another question. Do you think, is anybody going to try to be Reggie? Do you have to control somebody from changing who they are, trying to do too much?
That's a great question, Bob. And I think the guys understand that, you know, they've got to take care of their own job. You know, they got to do their job. They got to learn what to do. And from a, you know, from a leadership standpoint, you know, and the playmaking standpoint, although you know, you can't replace 87. You just don't, you know, stick another body in there. We got good football players. You know, we got good young talent, you know, that are going to rise up, and they're going to play really good. And that's all they need to do, you know, is they've got to learn the scheme, practice really well throughout the week, and then go make plays on Sunday.
The last question comes from Quentin. Do you have permanent captains every week?
No, we switch them up, you know. We switch them up, and then, you know, last year, towards the end of the year, we had a team vote and voted, you know, 6 permanent captains. And so right now we're still in the process where we switch it up week in and week out.
All right, Coach, thanks again. As always, you've been listening to Coach Pagano on Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light Party Zone at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Bud Light Party Zone is above the north end zone in front of the windows that open to the Indianapolis skyline. Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. And every morning, Wish TV's Daybreak is a better way to start your day, delivering overnight news, weather, and traffic with the latest updates you need to prepare yourself for your day. Weekday mornings on Wish TV.
Citizens Energy Group proudly presents Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Let's continue the horseshoe conversation with Bob Lamey from the Taco Bell studio.
Well, welcome to this segment called Spotlight Interview, brought to you by Lightbound. It's time to visit with our Spotlight Players of the Week. First up, Antoine Bethea. Talking with him this morning, the bye week came at a perfect time. 7 games in, but 9 more to go.
Yeah, you know, you always look forward to that bye. Just get off your feet, get away from it a little bit. But like you said, we got another tough stretch coming up, 9 games, and hopefully we can just continue to build off what we did before the bye.
When you look at the schedule, everybody say get to the end of the first 8 games, it turns easy. No, it doesn't. There are 9 tough games left.
9 tough games. You know, it's like we always say, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. We got some good teams left. We got a lot of divisional games left. So we just want to, take one by one. Most important game is obviously our next game against Houston.
You got so many games now on primetime. I think wound up 4 out of 5 weeks here on primetime. Do you like that?
Yeah, like you said, it's prime time. Everybody watching you. You can go out there and show the world, what we're capable of doing. This year we've been playing well, and so far prime time games we've been doing well.
Got Houston next. You don't know if Schaub's going to play. You don't know who's going to play quarterback. Does that hurt the preparation at all?
No, not at all. They have a good scheme over there. Regardless, we got to get prepared for Houston Texans. Watch a film on them. What they do. Of course, kind of personnel depends on, what they're doing. Casey's a better runner than Schaub is, but regardless, we got to go out there and play coach ball, and, we'll be fine if we do that.
When you look at them for a guy in the secondary, Andre Johnson, the rookie's playing very well, and they got great running backs down there.
Yeah, that's every week. Every week we're gonna go up against some good receivers, some good solid runners, man. The way we played last week as a secondary, man, we just got to continue to build on that. The way the defense is playing, the way the front four linebackers are playing, man, we just got to, continue to build, stack them on top of each other, and we'll be fine.
You don't like to look in the rearview mirror, but one shot, playing against Peyton, you get a win. Sweet?
Oh, yeah, because it was a win. Regardless who it was against, at the end of the day for us, it was the Denver Broncos versus the Indianapolis Colts. We got a win. We got another strike in the win column, and that's all we wanted.
What does it mean to have LaRon back there?
Oh, good. It means a lot, man. Just the way he plays the game. I know our opponents, their offense, they're looking for 3-0, see where he's at, the way he comes in the box, the way he strikes. Just a Pro Bowl player back there and a veteran player. So it's a lot of fun playing around with him.
Nickelback in your future now?
Hey, they say the more you can do, the more you can do. So, whatever the team needs, man, I'm willing to step in and whatever form of fashion.
That was a pretty interesting quartet in the secondary when the game ended, but you got the job done.
Yeah, we always talk about preparing as a starter. You never know when your number's going to get called. And, guys did a great job just filling in what we needed to fill in. And the level of play didn't fall off. Everybody who came in at the end of the game played hard and knew what we were doing, and that's really important.
That was Antoine Bethea, and he talked about the DBs at the end of the interview. Quick update. Delano Howell and Josh Gordy are listed as doubtful at the moment. Greg Toler, day-to-day. Everybody else, practice by practice. So the team is getting healthy, but there are still a couple of guys listed as doubtful. Corey Redding is the acknowledged leader, along with Robert Mathis of the defense. We asked Corey about his bye week. I knew he enjoyed it. Did he even watch any football?
I only caught one game. But that was it, man. I really got away. My wife and I really enjoyed a bye week and, got away from it. But now we're back, 5-2. And, we're about to kick off the second half. And, we got a lot of work to be done. Still got some great competition ahead of us. And we're just going to keep working the process like Coach always talks about. Just keep our mind down. Think about the next game, which is Houston, because it's the biggest game on our roster right now. And we're approaching this thing. One week at a time.
I think, first of all, I got to kiss your ring because I was down in Fort Worth over the weekend and I didn't go to the game, which was good because they had a 3-hour rain and lightning delay. But the horns kicked the frogs fanny all over the place. So you guys want to beat us again?
Yeah, Mac. I always know Mac is going to get the guys ready to play. He's always done that since I've been there. And they're doing some good stuff. The defense is playing well, and they're making plays. So hopefully they can keep doing some great stuff down there in Austin.
Looking around the locker room here, you got a couple of DBs banged up, but we got a week to go till the game. primetime. This will be the third straight game, and then you got one against Tennessee coming up in a couple of weeks. Do you like the primetime games?
Oh, yeah. This is what we – like I said before, this is the fruits of our labor from last year. And what we have here on this roster, the kind of quarterback that we have, the kind of men that we have in this locker room, and we always keep grinding to play and win for one another. And as long as you keep doing that, you get more face time. You know, that's always a great thing you want. You want face time. And you know, when the games are blacked out and you're not on TV every weekend, you know, it's tough. I've been down that road. But to be on prime time every other week and get more face time, people get to see you play, it's awesome. And just go out there and play a kid's game to the best of your ability and just have fun with your teammates. You can't get nothing better than that.
You mentioned the Houston game, and it's the next one up. It's also primetime division game. They're struggling a bit like right now, but you can't assume they're going to struggle on Sunday night at all.
No, you can't assume nothing. This is a team who is very dangerous, playmakers on both sides of the ball. They're one of the AFC South the last 2 years. I can't say nothing but positive things about this team and this organization because they've proven it time and time again. And so you cannot underestimate them. I don't care who's hurt. They will be up on Sunday. You got to expect their best. And that's what we're gearing up for. We know what kind of fight we're going into. We know what kind of atmosphere we're about to roll down into. And we're ready for the challenge. You know, we're going to go down there and continue to keep doing what we're doing, working our stuff, work our craft, get on top of this tape, get our bodies right, and get a good game plan and go down there and execute it well so we can come back with a victory.
I know the game plan every week, we got to run the ball and we got to stop the run.
Exactly.
But when you look at that stable of running backs down there, Foster and Tate and the like, that's a pretty good crew.
Every week is a pretty good crew. Yeah. You're always going to have one, two backs on every team that's going to be very deadly. The guy that's going to punch it in between the tackles and the guy that's going to slash on the outside. We know what kind of runners they have. You know, the quarterback and the receiving core and the offensive line. So it's just another big challenge for us to stop Foster, stop Tate, you know, put some pressure on Schaub, whoever else is back there throwing the ball. And whenever it's, you know, on third downs, we got to get to the quarterback and get the ball back in Luck's hands so we can go out there and work their magic.
You know, this will be the first time since 03, I think, that we start a game without Reggie. You guys play defense, but still have a great deal of respect for what Reggie's done over the course of years.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's tough to see anybody leave, but just to see Reggie, the kind of guy, the warrior he is, you know, putting all the years he's done and just not just getting the years in, but, I mean, doing some magnificent things in those, you know, years that he's played. And just to see him go out like that. You know what? Guys got to step up. You know, T.Y., the young boys, you know, Griff, everybody's going to get their chance to go out there and make some plays. And Luck is going to have to pick up a little, go out there and just throw the ball around and just have fun. But we're going to do this for a lot of reasons. Go out in there, continue this win, continue what we're doing for this team. And, you know, we're going to be great.
Corey, when you look around on the defense, this is a great bunch of guys. They're good players. They're good people. All you guys have a good time off the field as well as on. What makes the defense the family it is?
The sacrifice everybody makes for one another, you know. We just came off a bye week. And in that bye week, I got a few text messages from guys just to, you know, continue to encourage each other to keep working out, keep doing something, staying positive, not getting in trouble, you know, remember what we're playing for. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kinds of things that makes teams special. When you got guys that care about one another like that, even in our bye week, when we're 1,000 miles away from each other, we're still thinking about the unit and family we have here in this locker room. And when you got that, man, you got something special. And that's why we're playing great ball right now. That's why we're having so much fun off the field and on the field, because we actually, as a family for the 2013 season, this is one of the tightest units I've been around.
Couldn't agree more with Corey Redding. It's a very close team, the defense, the offense, special teams. It's really amazing when you are around the guys day after day. It is at a very, very good group. Drive of the game and our visit with Jim Sorgi. That's coming up in just a moment. Right now, this is Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan, brought to you by Meijer, the official supercenter of the Colts, and they'll be hosting special Blue Friday events throughout the season. During every Blue Friday, 24 lucky fans will each win two tickets to the upcoming Colts home game. For more information, visit colts.com/Blue Friday. And also visit colts.com to view the most recent features of Instant Access immediately after every game, presented by Exact Target. Exact Target, a Salesforce.com company, creating the platform of choice for CMOs.
This is Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Once again, from the Taco Bell studio, here's Bob Lamy, the voice of the Colts.
Welcome back to the show. You know, the Colts obviously didn't play on Sunday. Therefore, the Drive of the Game feature, which is presented by Dreyer and Reinbold, had to go elsewhere. Dallas and Detroit had quite a game in Detroit yesterday. Late in the game, with a minute two to go, the Lions got the ball at their own 20-yard line, trailing by six. Well, all but 12 seconds later, Matthew Stafford had to make a decision. Spike the ball, wait for another play, or take it in. Dan Miller with a call from WXYT in Detroit.
The Lions will have to clock the ball. Stafford gets the offense in position. He dives in for the touchdown. Did he get it? Yes, sir, he did. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Matthew took it across, and the Lions have taken the lead with 12 seconds to go.
Extra point won the game, 31-30. We're now joined on the Verizon hotline by former quarterback in the NFL, a pretty darn good one, Jim Sorgi. What would you have done there, Jim? Spike the ball or take it in?
That was awesome what he did. I mean, just come running downfield saying, spike the ball, spike the ball, spike the ball, and then he just takes it and, you know, holds it over the goal line like that. I don't know. I don't know if I would have had, I'd like to say I would have had the guts to not spike the ball and do that, but if you don't get over the goal line, game over. I mean, you've seen that a couple of times in the NFL over the years. Dan Marino did it. Everybody remembers for that famous one he did against the Jets. And then I remember Peyton before halftime saying, "Hey, I'm going to spike the ball one time," and he brought it up on film, saying, "Act like he spiked it," and started pointing at the clock and started running downfield and ran the end zone and ran into the locker room and for a touchdown. I don't remember exactly what they called it, but it took a lot of guts to do what he did, and I don't know if I would have done it, because if you don't make it, the game's over.
You know, I'm not sure. The play you were talking about with Peyton, if that was the one in New Orleans, that still gripes me a little bit, because he ran it in, the referee signaled touchdown, and then said he had called timeout. And the Colts bench went a little nuts, and New Orleans was very happy. But,
yeah, I remember seeing it on film, because he used to bring that stuff out every once in a while. And we used to, you know, look at it and laugh. But very few seconds left in the half, he pretends like he's going to spike the ball. So he took the snap. He acts like he's going to spike it. Never let go of the ball out of his hand. So the other team thinks that he's going to spike it. So he starts complaining, you know, throwing a fit, pointing at the clock as he's running off the field like he's going in the locker room. And he runs it in for a touchdown. And I can't remember exactly how they called that play, or if they gave him a touchdown or not, or gave him another play, or what happened. But it was amazing, because he's the only one that would think of doing that.
There was one other time. It was a great one. Playoff game with Tennessee. He told the officials he was going to fake the spike. And he did, and he threw the pass. And I'll be darned if the official didn't blow the whistle thinking he had spiked the ball. And the only good thing about it was the pass was incomplete. Hey, we'll go to some of the burning questions of the Colts in the bye week. Which position group on the team needed to buy the most? All of the above.
Yeah, you're not lying. But if I had to go based on our last game against Denver, I'd have to say our secondary. Our secondary, we had guys coming out of the game. Greg Toler came out of the game. Darius Butler came out of the game. Josh Gordy goes in for Darius Butler. He ends up coming out of the game. We just get LeRon Landry back, so I'm sure he was banged up. And it just seemed like we're going through secondary guys, DBs and safeties, like they're half price at Walmart. They just kept going through them.
I'm not sure we've got enough this morning. By the way, the Colts did sign a new corner in Jaleel Brown, who had played with Kansas City, maybe more of a special teams guy, but he can play out there. And it was good to see Darius Butler was back at practice today. Greg Toler was not. Lalano Howell not. And Josh Gordy not. So two of those three, Howell and Gordy, are both listed as doubtful right now. So we'll see what happens. All right, we're seven games into the season. Somebody says to Jim Sorgi, who's the MVP of the Colts in the first seven games?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think you got to go with the guy that whose arm you ride. I think you got to go with Andrew Luck, but you got other guys that have great arguments. I mean, Robert Mathis has a fantastic argument. I think you got to give two co-MVPs, one on offense, one on defense, and give it to, you know, Andrew Luck and Robert Mathis. I mean, the season, we'll talk a little bit about Robert, just the season he's putting together, leading the league in sacks with 11.5. And, I mean, he's got more, he's tied for his career high in sacks for a season and through seven games. And he's already got like mid-30s in tackles, and he's well on his way to breaking that record that for tackles in a season for himself. And, I mean, he seems to come up big when you need him to, and that's what you need. You need your star players to come up big in big games, and he seems to be doing that week in and week out.
Jimmy, you know, you could make a good case, I think, in Robert's case, so far for the MVP of the league defensively. I mean, he's really had a great year.
I would agree with that. I mean, if you look at the people that have won defensive MVP throughout the league, I mean, when Bob won it, when Ray Lewis won it, when Ed Reed won it, I mean, he's having that type of season. If he can keep going, if he can just, you know, maybe do double his production that he's done through the first seven games, through the last nine, or even half of that, I think he has a great argument for defensive MVP.
Okay, obviously we don't replace Reggie Wayne. We try to replace what he does. The Colts have called Griff Whalen up to the 53-man roster. You've already got LaVon Brazil, who's back, and Darius Heyward-Bey plus T.Y. Hilton. What's Griff Whalen's role, do you think?
Well, I think he'll be the fourth receiver. I think he, you know, between him and LaVon Brazil kind of coming in there and spelling T.Y. and D.H.B. T.Y. and D.H.B., those are the two guys that need to step up, and they need to step up week in and week out. We can't have, you know, one week where they have zero catches, the next week they have six catches for 124 yards like T.Y. did against Miami, and then the next week he has one or two catches. It's got to be your consistent five, six, seven catches a game between 60 and 80 yards. Hopefully get to that 100-yard mark for those two. Your LaVon Brazil and your Griff Whalen, those two need to come in there and just be that go-to guy when we're in our three wide receiver sets. You know, whether it be third downs, you need to get first downs, or in between them, if they can just produce that same amount, around five to seven catches between them a game, that would kind of cover Reggie's production throughout the game. And then you got to look at your other guys to try to step up too. Cole Fleener's got to step up. Jack Doyle, if he's going to be playing in there with more two tight end sets, he's got to step up. Look for your backs to get a couple more balls. And you're not going to replace him on the field, and no one person is going to replace his production. But I think collectively we can do it.
All right, Jim Sorgi with us. He'll return when we come back for the last segment of the show tonight. Stick around. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
We're back on Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Citizens Energy Group is proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. For conservation tips, go to citizensenergygroup.com. Citizens Energy Group, we're all citizens. And are you the AAA fan of the game? For info on how you can become the fan of the game, go to AAA.com/football or visit one of our 16 Central Indiana locations. And Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light tailgate tent across the street just north of the stadium for pregame fun and $3 Bud Lights. Make the Bud Light tent your place before the game.
We now return to Citizens Energy Group's presentation of Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. From the Taco Bell studio, here again is Bob Lamey.
Welcome back. Jim Sorgi on the Verizon hotline. And let's go right to these social media questions. Tracy Smith wanted to know, I know the bye week came at a good time, but are all the players really rested?
I'd say so. I mean, the bye week does a whole lot to refuel the tank, trust me. I mean, you get to really get away with it, away from it for a week, and Coach Pagano gave him the whole week off. Sometimes you usually get one or two practices at the end of the week and then get the weekend off. These guys got the whole week off. They should be really rested. I, you know, some guys, you know, do a good job, take advantage of it, lay around the house, sleep in, watch TV, watch football. And, you know, some guys, you know, go out and have a good time, and they should just blow off some steam. So, you know, sometimes, you know, players probably don't get all the rest they should on the bye week, but, you know, we got a pretty good team, pretty responsible young players and seasoned veterans that really do a good job of taking care of their body. So I'm pretty sure, you know, with the bye week, they got well rested.
All right, Frank from Mooresville wants to know, Houston's 2-5. Are they that bad?
Houston is not that bad. Houston's got a lot of playmakers on that team. If you look at the defense, you know, a lot of them are hurt right now. I mean, Brian Cushing is out for the year. You know, they got Ed Reed in the back end who's battled some injuries. J.J. Watt still playing at a high level. Offensively, Matt Schaub, you know, is a good player. He just wasn't playing great. I mean, and when you spot the other team 7 points a game for how many games they did it in a row, it's hard to come back from that. And, you know, then he's battling injuries. Arian Foster's battling injuries. Andre Johnson's battling injuries. You lose Owen Daniels for the year. I mean, this is a team that it's a good team when all the pieces of the puzzle are healthy. And right now they're banged up.
All right, let's go to what I think is a pretty good question from Doug Taylor. Does Andrew Luck have the ability to change a play at the line of scrimmage as Peyton Manning does or did?
Andrew Luck does have that ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage. I was talking to one of the offensive coaches on the plane, and he said that the offense now checks in and out of plays maybe more so than it did when Peyton was here, and that says a lot. Because I remember when Peyton was here, we used to check. You know, you'd get three or four plays in the huddle, and you got to pick which one works. And you know, they do as much, if not more, of that now. And he has the ability to go to run, pass to run. But yes, he checks out of. I was told he has three or four checks on every play at the line of scrimmage.
Jack Parsons wants to know, how will the offense change with Reggie Wayne out?
I don't know if it'll so much change. You get the same plays, just maybe a little bit different personnel. I don't know if we'll go as much three wide receivers until, you know, LeVon Brazil and Griff Whalen really step up and show they can carry a little bit of the load. Maybe you go a couple two tight end formations. Maybe go a little bit more three tight end formations. Maybe a little bit two back with you know, Havili and Richardson back there, or Richardson and Donald Brown. So I don't think the play calling will change. I mean, you usually run the same plays anyway, just from different formations. And I think you'll see different personnel groupings than you would see if Reggie was healthy with the three wide receiver sets. But I don't think the offense will change all that much.
David Stevenson wants to know, if the Jaguars relocate to London, how would you feel about playing a game once a year overseas?
I don't know. I've never played over there. All the years I played in the NFL, I never played over there. I remember going to Tokyo for a preseason game. That seemed like a little bit far and for a preseason game. But, I mean, as long as they gave us a bye week before the game or a bye week after that game, I mean, I don't think the players would mind it. I mean, I heard it's nice over there. It's a place you got to visit, so... but that, you know, it is a long trip, and it's kind of a lot of a big circus to play one game. So I'm sure you get about half and half. Some guys would probably like it, and some guys would probably say no.
Jim, as always, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to that trip. Another primetime game in Houston, so it should be a lot of fun.
Let's go get them.
All right, that's Jim Sorgi. A reminder, the Colts would like to thank Subway for donating prizes for the Colts giveaway packages given away at the beginning of the show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.